Shrek the Musical opens Friday night. Let's talk about it. Grand Rapids Civic Theater doing great things. Nancy Brozek here to talk about it. Where's Shrek? In the green room?
Shrek is still in the far, far away land, but he is getting anxious to visit Grand Rapids, that's for sure.
Nice visiting Friday, but I have a feeling he's practicing now. Nancy, thank you very much. Continuing your great 2017-18 season, tell me about Shrek.
Hi, Shelley, and thank you. Thanks for letting me come in today to talk about this great play musical. It is loosely based on the movie, and so it's just going to be a fun-filled fantasy with a lot of heart and a lot of deep meaning about accepting yourself and others for just the way you are.
What's the actual run?
The actual run is June 1st through the 17th.
Is this, it's not dubbed as a kid's show, it's Shrek the Musical, right?
It's Shrek the Musical, because it's so similar to the movie, while we can't, you know, detour or encourage whatever age groups to come, we can say if you found the movie appropriate, you'll find the musical appropriate.
Right, for someone who doesn't know who Shrek is or what Shrek the Musical is about, could you share the storyline in general?
Absolutely. Well, Shrek is an ogre, and he is living in a swamp, and he meets a number of friends along his journey to save his land and his country, and he meets a talking dragon, and he tries to rescue a Princess Fiona, who has a spell cast upon her, and she happens to be not as accepting of her ogre self. There's even a fire-breathing dragon that's pretty incredible. We have nicknamed it Lucy after a longtime volunteer that we had at the Civic Theater, and she is magnificent.
Awesome. Well, your stellar Bruce Tinker is once again directing. Is this a larger cast?
Oh my gosh, not only is this a large cast, but several of these talented individuals are playing multiple roles. So it is, I think there's about 37 in the cast itself, but there are even more roles. So it's not uncommon to see certain people. In fact, I challenge you to come and see the show and figure out who's playing multiple roles and where they are on the stage.
Maybe there's a prize involved.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, seeing the show is kind of a prize, Shelley.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I mean, we're going to walk away with the songs Freak Flag, Story of My Life, and the classic Monkees tune, I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, that would be a great letdown if we didn't have that in the run.
Yes. How is the costuming for Shrek? Is Bob doing his thing?
Well, Bob is working really hard, and he has a really incredible, talented team. We brought some friends to help him. Shelley, who is helping with the makeup, which the first time we had Scott Melma in the role of Shrek for our promotional photos, it took 2 hours to get into that makeup. So it's quite a transformation. And then Kathy Johnson's in from Chicago. You might remember her from her work with Beauty and the Beast on our stage, bringing all those inanimate objects to life. She's doing the same with a lot of our favorite characters, including that dragon that I referenced.
So Scott is your lead Shrek.
Scott is Shrek. Yes, he is. It's sort of fitting, don't you think?
So there's still need for character development, but he's got
exactly.
And who is your lead female?
Princess Fiona is Carly Olthoff.
Why does this say ogres are like onions?
There's lots of layers.
I like that. How is the season going, Nancy? You started with Calendar Girls.
Yeah, what an incredible season. Oh. It has flown by. Some of the highlights, my personal highlights included Calendar Girls and All the Way and Akilah and the Bee, and then a couple of show-stopping numbers in My Fair Lady and, our Ellie who played Annie. It's been an incredible season, and we have Shrek, and then we're going to close the season out in July with School of Rock and Little Women. So those are two great plays that'll be taking place on our stage in late July, and the first weekend in August.
How do we get tickets for Shrek the Musical?
Well, you need to get your tickets pretty quickly, and I know everybody says that, but when I checked the numbers on Monday, we were at 45% of house, which is thank you, Grand Rapids, for making that happen. We do still have great seats, obviously. Wednesdays and Thursdays, you're going to find the very best seating, but we have seats for every night, and you get those tickets at grct.org.
All right. Looking forward to seeing Shrek. It opens Friday night, obviously running through the 17th on the stage of the Grand Rapids Civic Theater. Nancy Brozek, go get them.
Thank you.